So the Medicine Show is a variety show broadcasting healing energy, well, we hope, with some live music, laughter, and hopefully even a little bit of insight. I'm DJ Jason Lawrence Paleface with DJ Alibaba Ali Ghazani from the back alley. What's happening? Ow! Tonight's guests are El Wolf and Etienne. I got to let you say it because...
Etienne Sioux.
And we're on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam Land. By the way, if we're a little bit crackly out there on the airwaves, tune in to CITR.ca. It's a website, don't you know? We're on the interweb. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. And we'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. We're on their land. We're actually down right near the Musqueam, the reservation, but it's, you know, it's all First Nations land. We just happen to be close to their the hub there down on Musqueam. So we have a bit of a prescription. I keep on saying it like this lately because I like to clarify. We like to give people, encourage people to be mindful and consider ideas that we think are relevant. It's kind of arrogant and bold, but whatever. What's on our minds? You know, what's really funny is that it just happens to coincide with like a lot of stuff that happens when we, I always find that when Ali comes up with these ideas or I come up with these ideas, we're thinking the same thing and we always run into coincidence everywhere. I want to ask you, Etienne, where does your name come from? Like, what's your background?
I'm mixed, actually. My name is French. I'm not French at all.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad is from Trinidad in the Caribbean, and my mom is half British, half Guyanese. And they just, actually, funny thing is they name me Etienne after my, kind of to do with my uncle Stephen, because Etienne means Stephen in French. And they thought that, I was born in Toronto, and they thought moving over here to BC, having French as a second language, over here, that it would be a very common name. And I met somebody with my name in my first year at university.
I've never met anybody with the name. That's why I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
And Sioux? Where's that?
That is an Indian last name, actually, yeah.
Well, it looks like you definitely got a mixed wild card there. Yeah. I myself got the same thing, so I just can't put my finger on how many different things I can't racially identify, which I don't like racism anyway, so I don't care. Anyway, so the prescription being our mind is being shaped to think critically. Well, Ali is so busy with the technical aspect there, I guess I should just read this, what he's got here. So critical thinking just means absorbing important information and using that to form a decision, opinion of your own, rather than just spouting off what you hear others say. This doesn't always come naturally to us. But luckily, it's something you can train yourself to do better. And subsequently, we need to train ourselves to learn which details matter and which don't. Start by listening to your gut. If something doesn't sound true, that's the first warning sign. And from there, you can start looking at other holes in an argument. So there are a few other ways to do that, and before I even make the explanation of a little bit about more about Etienne, do you have any ideas on like on the prescription of what we're talking about? Like I was saying before I came on the show, I've got ways that I think that really help me to evolve and become wiser, and this is being true to yourself because you. When you're true to yourself, you can actually be more discerning and not like.
Maybe can you handle your criticism?
And that's what you came up with, right? Can you handle criticism? Get in the microphone there. Yeah, can you handle criticism, or do you fold it? Like, are you able to be honest with yourself and that type of thing? Do you got any ideas on just generally, like, how do people be more discerning and what decisions can they make to grow?
I think just speaking from my own experience, just kind of following your heart and what you believe in, I think we'll put you in touch with people that are kind of like-minded to you. That's kind of what I do, even with like with music and stuff, just being open and expressing yourself and the things that you've learned and grown through and stuff. And I don't know. I think other people will sort of relate to that.
Well, you know, and I do appreciate that. That's one of the reasons I like to ask the guests, you know, the musical guests, is because artists tend to have an introspective mind, being an artist and, you know, mm-hmm. creative mind. So, I mean, I always like to hear a new take on these different ideas that we come up with.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, Etienne Sioux is, I've got an introduction for him here, so I just want to read that off and let you know who he is. So, he's a vocalist and a songwriter from Coquitlam who has been playing guitar for over 15 years and singing for as long as he can remember. His sound is a mix of blues, folk, and he gains inspiration from a vast array of artists such as Dallas Green, Gary Clark Jr., The Sheepdogs, Elton John, Fleetwood Mac, Bob Marley, to name a few. His original pieces are heavily inspired by the great outdoors and tells stories of personal challenges that he has faced on the struggles of people, of the struggles of the people around him. So I know we did talk a little bit about a couple of your songs are truly focused around the outdoors and interesting stuff like that. So what song do you want to start with?
I think I'll start with Courtney Shorelines.
Courtney Shorelines. Yeah. Did you ever go to the Courtney Fair?
No.
It's this giant hippie fair, this giant circle of like booths and music and good times and camping out in the woods, and they'd have this huge drum circle that was out in the bushes near the river, and it'd be like you'd be like totally like, whoa, it's the middle of the night, and you can hear these drums out in the distance, and like after the concerts are over, you're like, the drums are calling me into the woods.
That sounds pretty awesome, actually. You're really selling it. You are selling it too.
Courtney Fair, sometimes it comes back like another 10 years later and disappears again. I wonder if it's still happening. Anyway, Courtney Shorelines, is it?
Yeah,
playing Courtney Shorelines.
Yeah, this is a song that I wrote while I was over there on the ferry, just kind of, it's about just kind of my ode to BC and how beautiful it is and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Well, let her rip.
All right. Summer days. race each other to the river, cast in lines and place some bets on the brood we're gonna land today. We all really know it's a beer talking through our teeth, but boys will be boys. And I know, making bonfires on the beaches at Kai Bay. I don't think I could ever leave these mountains. I don't think I could ever leave these shorelines alone. I don't think I could ever take my eyes from the ocean.
Yeah, I could hear the forest. Can you hear the forest for the trees? I felt like I was back in the Courtney Fair, man. I was tripping out. Yeah. You know, that was very descriptive.
Yeah.
I felt like I was part of the... Anyway, never mind what I thought. What did you think? I'm sorry.
Oh, there we go. I feel like I'm in the forest now with those birds.
Yeah, the sound of the forest is with us. Bring up the volume of that. It's okay to bring in the birds.
Yeah, I really love that song.
So did you spend some time in Courtney?
Every now and again. One of my best friends, he was doing air traffic control for the military over there. So I would always go over and visit him, and we'd go fishing and do all that kind of awesome outdoorsy stuff. So. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. And that they have that military base there, the air, mm-hmm. the Air Force. And what is that? What is that place just outside of Courtney that where they have the military base? What's it called?
I don't know. It's like good.
Comox. Comox. That's right. The Comox Air Base.
Yeah, I think yeah.
Yeah. So let's play another song. All right. You know why me babble? I mean, I could ask you a million questions, but we could talk more after we hear more music.
All right, sounds good.
What is the next song you want to do?
This one's going to be a little bit louder. This one's called "She's
Rock
the One."
Yeah,
she's the one for me. And I wrote this song. It's kind of about a farmer who's about to give up all hope, and while he's working on his land, and then he sees this beautiful woman across the field, and it's about the interaction between the two of them.
Okay. Go ahead.
I could feel the sweat dripping from my brow, breaking my back, pushing that damn plow. Look to the heavens and yell, this feels like hell. So I parted my lips just to cuss and scream, while my eyes lay to rest just beyond my feet, to the prettiest thing I ever did see. Like a whiskey on the rocks on a mid-August day, this fine young female, who I must say, stole a glance at me, cut through my soul. Oh, she's the one for me. Hey, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so so I grabbed my jaw from off the floor. Suddenly my aching bones didn't feel so sore. Told my shaking boots the stones gotta roll. Made my way through the barley in my field, to the thicket just across the stream, to the wishing well where she'd lean. When I tried to part my lips, oh, my tongue did twist and tumble, words just fell right out of my mouth. Oh, she's the one for me. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Looked at me and smiled so sweet. Boy, you are braver than you seem. Say you're working so hard in your field. Wondering when my man would come to me. I dare not cross that stream, because my shine age has been gripping me. Let me down to the old chestnut tree and ask the night, would you count the stars with me? So we sat there on a bale of hay, watching daylight fade away, and well, the rest is history.
Tien Su on the medicine show. It's you.
Yeah.
Right on, right on. So, guess what, Etienne?
What?
We've gone live on Facebook.
Oh, hey, what's up, Grandma? Just kidding. My grandma doesn't have Facebook.
You think your grandma might be subscribing? Grandma, do you subscribe to the medicine show?
Probably not.
Hello,
but
everybody.
Well, let's hope somebody tunes in out there in the world.
Yeah, I think there's a few people watching.
But it's showed at DJ Ray on the other studio.
This is DJ Ray. he's very exciting, you know. We were talking about our thing about trying to be intellectuals, or, you know, we're trying to talk about ways to become wiser and. Mm-hmm. I think that we just finished a fun drive, which is a fundraiser for the radio station. And so art and getting creative and getting involved with your community and stuff like that is one way of like stimulating some thought. And, you know, like you were saying, follow your heart. It sort of grows from there.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about the idea of the fund drive was we're doing it to support the radio station and raise money for keeping these shows on the air. And they're actually developing programs to help people learn about how to use this equipment and be doing decent shows and stuff like this. So my question for you in this one is, it's very fun drivey, is what do you think is important about community radio? Do you see any value in community radio?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's awesome because it's a platform to see the local talent of Vancouver, it just sort of provides somewhere where people can listen to that sort of stuff and hear artist perspectives where they can, I don't know, share their love and passion. And I think stuff like that is like, it's almost like a hub to bring the community together. Same sort of thing with like open mics I've found. It's like a spot where like people can come together and share their thoughts and art and grow closer as a community.
That's brilliant.
I saw the first time the Etienne in exactly the same place in the kitchen table. Yeah.
Sorry?
I think I saw you in the kitchen table. Yeah, in the first time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us about the kitchen table there, Ali, from the back alley. is Alibaba. He's the DJ for the show.
You have to ask him the guest.
No, we want to know about the kitchen table because you mentioned it.
Because you played at the kitchen table for two times.
Go ahead.
How did you hear about the kitchen table?
Sorry? What was that?
How did you hear about the kitchen table?
They were actually the group that organizes it. We're at a local open mic that I play at every Thursday down in Port Moody, or I try to at least. And talking to some of the guys and gals there, they were just like, you know what, we're trying to have a platform for local talent or what have you to share their music or their poetry and that kind of thing. And I'm a big believer in supporting that sort of stuff and encouraging that. So
a month or something. Like Maine and Kingsway or something.
Maine and Scotia, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the Maine and Scotia.
Yeah.
Well, you're laughing.
Because we're live. We're live on Facebook.
Because it's live music on laughter.
This is like so exciting, you know? Ooh, the medicine show is live. So then how about another song? Before we do another song, I want to mention that CITR is just finished their fund drive now, but we're still accepting donations that'll go towards the fund drive itself. All year round they accept donations, but they have a website up right now, which is CITR.ca.
/fundrive.
/fundrive. Fundrive. Or donate. /donate. /fundrive.
Yeah.
And if you do so, if you choose to do so, please mention the medicine show as the show that you'd like to support. You support another show on CITR. Doesn't really matter. We love the support. And you can also, if anybody's interested, if you want to play live on our show, lots of fun at the medicine show, people sharing their music. What do you think? Are you having fun?
I am having fun.
Don't forget that was pretty cool.
That's DJ Ray from the late night show. And if you want to play on the show, just, you know, send us a message and we're always interested in samples of new music. So what do you want to play next?
The show is kind of about like healing and that sort of stuff.
We'd like to think so.
Yeah. So I'm gonna play one called I wrote quite a few years ago called Better Days Ahead. I haven't played it for a while, so.
Okay.
Better
Days Ahead.
Nobody's really heard it, so even if I mess it up, no one will really know,
isn't
right?
Isn't that crafty? I love, like, that's one good thing about original music is that if you get it wrong, no one knows. I meant that because I wrote it. It's like Bob Dylan, he's always doing a different version of his own songs. He's like, even if he forgets a lyric, he's like, I meant that.
Yeah, the live improvised version. All right, cool. Thank you.
something more. Sailed an endless ocean with no shore. That feeds the flame and feel it burn within your veins, incinerating doubt and dark. The cloud, the causeway of love and life through your heart. When tough, my friend, forget the other stuff I'll say. Leaning closer to me now, and hear me when I say, oh, you will see, my friend, in time. The darkest clouds are a silver light. Lift your head, don't drop your gaze. Embrace this breeze that leads you on to better days. So no matter how bad your broken bridges burn, your misled heart will heal in time to reveal many lessons learned. So take those broken shards and make masterpiece mosaic in your mind. Learn to love yourself again. You're designed to shine. So be the spark that feeds the flame and feel it burn within your veins, incinerating doubt and dark. The cloud, the causeways of love and light through your heart.
We are on the Medicine Show. Oh, and look, they got an audience. Woohoo! Yeah! That's Elle Wolfe out there in the lobby there waiting to come on to the Medicine Show. She'll be coming up as well. Hi, Elle Wolfe.
The silence
there,
guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't hear them, but we can see them, and you can see them on Facebook. Hey, Facebook, yay! Okay, so I think, okay, this is the part we're supposed to go to a commercial. So let's make up a commercial about some wacky brand of, like, cereal or toilet paper or soap or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you should buy this brand of soap to wash your cereal with. It's great, and it's the greatest headache medication you can buy.
This is a super good commercial.
I'll take two packs.
That's right. I'll take a 6-pack. Mm. How about a 2-4? Or a Mickey of it.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Here's a commercial. Listen to Dunkin's Donuts on CITR. It's a good show. Here's another commercial for CITR. Listen to the Late Night Show with DJ Ron! Hey! Which is coming up right after this show. So that's two commercials. I think that there's, because every 20 minutes we're supposed to be playing commercials, but there's always a technical program. I don't even want to admit that we're having technical difficulties, but
it whatever. Seems like you guys just do kind of what you want.
Good times. Hey, did you figure out the computers?
It should work.
Yeah, it should. How about we take
go into the break with the one song? Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll be right back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. And we're broadcasting live healing energy with live music and laughter on CIGR 101.9 FM from Coast Salish, unceded territory. We'll be right back after this song.
Can you speak more?
Can you talk more and fill the airways with silly sounds of... yeah, sneezing commercials. Let's do a song for sneezing medication. Are you tired of sneezing? He's like sneezing out there. Yeah, yeah. Are you tired of sneezing? Are you tired of that itchy feeling in your nose? Just take some healing energy with live music and laughter on the Medicine Show. There's a new commercial. Okay, so... what do you do for stress? Do you take one of those pills, or do you call your grandma or pet a cat, or what do you do? What do you find is therapeutic?
All three of those things. What do I do for stress? This, man.
Okay, come in. Yeah. A little closer. Oh. What I said. You're not going to get hurt. So.
All right. There we go.
So what do you find healing in life, generally? Like, do you sniff a flower? Do you, like, you know, call somebody up and cry or get a massage, or what do you do?
I write, man. I write. I'll write music, or I'll just I'll go and be in the outdoors. I find that's like very meditative for me, just to go fishing and that kind of thing.
You know, I always find people could always use a bit of meditation. It's you know, it's very peaceful and relaxing. So we're trying to fix some technical difficulties. Oh, he's signing in and out of the program over there. Yeah. Well, why don't we?
Everything.
Reset it all. He's going to reboot the computer. Reboot. Okay. So we don't even have to take a break for a song. Why don't we hear another one of your outdoorsy adventures?
Hmm.
Or a song about a truck or a girl or a
truck or a girl
or some, you know.
Okay. This one is
Life in the Fast Lane type of songs or something.
I wish I had one. This is This is a song I wrote for a good friend of mine who was she was trying to figure out where she wanted to live, and it was just the dilemma that she was going through.
Dilemma.
Yes, exactly. It's called Where She Belongs.
Okay, hey, switch over to the switch over to DJ Land and put in Where She Belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, psst, Where She Belongs. By Etienne Sue. Sue. Sorry, Etienne Sue. Yeah, she belongs in my arms, hugging me and making me feel better. That's my mother. We promised some laughter. We didn't say it was your laughter.
That is true.
I didn't say it was like the audience's laughter. We're just having a good time here in the studio. And we're laughing. You can join us if you want. Say hi. Yeehaw.
It's all good there? All right.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good in the hood, man. What time is it? Where she belongs.
Like the tides that wash upon this bay. She sat in the sand with a book in her hand, dreaming of a better day. This big city is too small for the heart of an island girl. Soft spoken, strong, yeah, you'd never catcher and the buzz and the hustle of these sleepless roads. Where she belongs, she knows. Leaning back beneath a willow tree, together they weep. While tears dried from her azure eyes in the crisp fall ocean breeze. This big city's too small for the heart of an island girl. Spoken strong, yeah, you'd never catch her in the buzz and the hustle of these sleepless roads. Where she belongs, she knows. Yeah, she knows. Well, she loves different things in life than the allure of Granville lights. Nothing could ever be as sweet as pears from her papa's homegrown trees. Her values are firmly planted like island evergreens. So when will her life set down? When can she take familiar steps back to her hometown? Back to her hometown.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Oh my God! It sounds like there's a million people in here.
The people are roaring in the stadium. More engines, yeah. Gotta know. Are you Googleable? Where do people get more Etienne Sue?
Yeah. Just mainly on YouTube. I have some original stuff, some cover music up there. It's just my name. Etienne Siew.
Can you spell that slower for the people like me who can't spell that quickly with a piece of paper and a pen?
Yes, sure. It's Etienne Siew.
Yes. And got anything coming up? Anything for sale? Anything you want to plug?
Nothing for sale just yet. I'm looking on getting into a studio to get some of these originals recorded more professionally, and then I'm playing at the Hard Rock Casino on April 15th. So yeah, that's coming up pretty soon, 9:30 p.m. to 1 in the morning.
Oh my God. So yeah. If you want to hear some of this soothing, relaxing stories and this wonderful voice, check it out at the Hard Rock.
On United Boulevard on April 15th.
Excellent. Yeah. We're going to take a break on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter after this song that Ali is about to play. What are you going to play there, Ali?
Spirit in the Sky.
Oh, nice. Spirit in the Sky. See you in a minute.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at mediamakingchange.org.
This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Strength. Dignity.
Respect.
Beauty.
Self-worth.
Safety.
Confidence.
Choice.
Hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met you.
We're live? We're live. We're back on the Medicine Show on CITR. Woohoo! And we're back with L. Wolf. And it's like the L. Wolf mini band because this is a slimmed down version of your band, right?
Yeah, it's two of us. We're like. Yeah, we used to have a rhythm section bumping around with us, but we put them to bed early tonight.
All right. Well, so L. Wolf grew up as a singer-songwriter and started the band March 2016, and she grew up in Kelowna, B.C., busking around town before moving to England for a few years. The music scene in the U.K. has become a huge part of who she is. L. plays guitar and fronts L. Wolf. Like, that's your name and your band.
Yeah, I'm L, and then the band's L. Wolf. Willem's the wolf of the L. Wolf.
Willem? That's your cue. Okay. So Elle plays guitar. She has multiple side projects, co-writing and working with other writers, other artists. And Willem grew up in Australia and only came over to Vancouver a few years ago to get into film and music. The
well,
film
saying
and
grew
music
up
scene.
Is a little bit generous. But
Willem never really grew up.
Peter Pan.
Darren. He has multiple talents, including guitar, bass, drums, acting, audio engineering, and writing. However, cooking is not one of those talents. Is this true? Do you burn it?
Do you don't burn need toast to cook when you got Vegemite.
Vegemite is not a
Vegemite.
Meal, though.
It's a staple in Australia, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. So... Willem helped L start the band and co-writes the, he does vocals and lead guitar.
This super guitar.
Super guitar. They've been featured on Do 604 and headline Vancouver's iconic studio records. They have performed multiple occasions with Garth Richards and Nimbus Knights, as well as recording at their studios. They have been featured in the Inside the Van series. That's an exciting idea. I keep on seeing these van concerts inside small vehicles.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. There's a fabulous woman, Christina Lau, that works down at Nimbus, and she facilitated that one. And I think Ryan was filming and a few other people helping out. Wes was there. Yeah. And so we crammed, five of us and a dog into the back of a van and did some recording.
The dog. And did the dog, sort of... do any sounds at all?
Like angry, like sad sounds,
growling or anything like. Did you guys see? There's a video online where there's a dog
get
playing.
Me out of this van.
There's a dog playing the kick drum. I think they looped it. It's just so ridiculously perfect.
The dog was the kick drum. Don't tell BCSPCA.
Oh, you know why kick people who kick dogs? Just warning.
It was
you.
Ellie.
Did you kick the dog, Elle?
Yo, I don't kick any bitches.
Okay. I understand. I don't kick the bitches either.
Unless they're flat.
Good. No, I, you know.
Like the earth. Oh, that was a bad segue.
You know. Al Wolf has collaborated with Vancouver's DJ duo Diana Boss and has released two tracks under the newly established Groundwork label along with a music video for their single West Coast. You worked with Diana Boss, isn't she that girl band singer?
Diana Boss is the dopest electronic producing duo. These two bros in Vancouver who are killing the electronic scene right now. They're
Did
so
you say
good.
Bros? Are they women or men?
No, these two guys. They played on the words because they. Diana Boss is amazing. So they played it up and did Diana Boss, and they slay. They have the coolest DJ pumping tracks that you could find in Vancouver, and it's cool.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do you guys actually? Does your band do electronic influence as well? Do you guys like the boom boom?
We're pretty big in the festival scene. We have the hyper-colored flares and that kind of drop and dangers, that kind
of
thing.
If people are watching and watching
None
now...
None of those are real words. I don't know if anyone picked up on that.
No, it was good, though. You know, I let these things slide because it's like, ooh, was I just not hip enough to know what that was? Or should I just pretend like I did? All right, so with all of the all the hype. Can you guys let us hear what's up with the hype? Play some music for us.
Play some music. All right, cool.
No, what I meant is, let's hear what all the hype's about. And so what song do you guys want to do to start with?
We released our first single on Monday called High. It's off our debut EP, where we have our big EP release show and EP release on April 9th at Backstage Lounge. So we're going to play the single off of that one.
I'm sorry, what was it called?
Hi.
And was that produced by Dan Ponich?
Dan Ponich, from Park Sound Studios. He just opened up this new wicked studio over in North Van and is absolutely killing it. He is fantastic. We had such a great time working with him, and he's so talented and just beautiful. And Willem has dreams about him almost every night. I hear him wake up in the morning screaming Dan's name.
Pony.
Yeah, we love him. We love him dearly. Yeah, check out his new studio. It's great.
All right, so let's hear Hi. Yeah, yeah.
We got a microphone.
Don't worry, the guitar is going to pick up.
The technology in this place is amazing.
They'll get picked up even in the background. We want the vocals louder.
Speaking of getting picked up easily, we just... For those of you listening, there is a girl being carried past the studio window.
There's a club from the bar attached to this building, and the amount of shoeless girls. Oh, God, it's beautiful. That was great timing. I'm sorry that everyone at home couldn't see what we just saw.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so now we're going to play this really dark song about being high. All right. Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. My cauldron's empty. Please fill it with your wine. And add that something special, the one that makes me feel so damn divine. Make it nice and easy, darling, please believe me, I'll drink it up fine. It's not that I am sleazy, contrary. You only like me when I'm high.
You only like
you
me,
only like me when I'm thirsty. Kisses. You only like me when I'm high.
You only like
you
me.
You only like me when I'm thirsty. Kisses. I'm desert. Kisses too.
You only
underneath the stars, when everything became so clear, you told me coming closer, I couldn't escape your glare. The haze makes my head so pretty, the fog loosens my mind. You told me, darling, you only like me when I you only like me when I
Pascal Wolf on the Medicine Show.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was all right, you know. We like to get. That was outrageous. Thank you. All right.
Cool.
So, tell us about you guys, your association with Dan Ponich, and oh, by the way, Echo Nebraska, and it is the band that we were discussing.
Echo Nebraska.
Ugh, big shout out to Dan Ponich.
Oh, yeah. Pawnee.
We were talking about earlier about having a
Happy April Fool's Day, everybody.
It's April Fool's right now.
Just kidding. We're not actually Elf.
Yeah. This isn't really a band. No, I'm just kidding.
I get that, you know? You guys have any ideas on how to be more discerning in life and being more mindful and actually growing in a culture that's full of, like, people spouting off what they've heard before and, you know, or just growing in general? Like I was saying, you know, be true to yourself. And he was saying, you know, Etienne was saying, you know, listen to your heart. And what was it? What were you saying? What was your version of growing? What was your advice for us all?
I don't know. Pretty much that. Just following your heart and, I think, just being true to yourself. And
no one can hear you, by the way.
Yeah. That was the most profound thing the oldest missed out
on. I know nobody
on.
Else heard that, but what he just said was life-changing. And you all missed it.
Yeah,
it was
I know.
So good.
So what we're going to do is we're going to bring that
I'm a what?
Here.
Did you hear what he just called me?
Oh, man, he is talking things and saying stuff.
Hello. I'm cutting into these guys' awesomeness here. No, I was just saying, just following your heart and your dreams and, like, what you believe in. And I think that when you really, like, truly start doing that, I think it attracts people into your life who are meant to be there. And kind of helps you align with your own goals and stuff like that, and just connects you to good people. That's what I've experienced, at least. So,
is it bizarre how that happens? Like,
one can hear you, man.
Stop
abusing me.
But that's okay. L Wolf and should I be calling you by L something, like, for your L? L, what do you think?
What about, like,
life and stuff.
Life and stuff.
Feelings.
And like trying to be more mindful and growing from our experience as opposed to the Google mentality of dummy up and just do as you're told and follow the direction of the last person and follow the trend and, you know, that type of thing. How do people grow with this type of influenced culture? Do you got any ideas?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of like, I'm a weirdo. Every time like people are like, do this, I'm like, I'm going to do the opposite of that and see what happens. Just because, like, then you learn, like, then you grow. It's like, don't touch the stove. It's going to be hot. And so I'm going to touch the stove and be like, oh, that's what happens to your skin when it gets burnt. That's
how she got those scars.
Yeah, so that's why I have scars all over. No, I'm kidding. No, I mean, you got to push boundaries. You got to get messy and make mistakes. Yeah, it's fun that way. It's
like out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, go out of your comfort zone. It's like my sister in August, she's like, you know, what's the scariest thing? I'm like, I can jump out of a plane, but bungee jumping. Oh, no. She went, perfect. It's my bachelorette party. You have to, like, bungee jump with me now. Great. And I feel like I didn't learn anything from that. But it made me a better person, maybe? I don't know.
Were you naked when you bungee jumped?
I wish. We're actually naked right now.
Underneath.
I'm kidding. No, we try and do most things
with clothes on.
Clothes on.
What about you, Willem?
I guess a couple of things like reading and you know, like going out and educating yourself. I spent a lot of time reading fantasy books, which is good for your brain, just reading and stuff. But then I started reading a bit more sort of non-fictional type stuff. And just like I'm reading a really cool book called Fingerprints of the Gods, which is just a whole bunch of things like the Piri Reis maps, which is maps of Antarctica without an ice cap, which could only have happened maybe 10,000 years ago. And then we did not have the technology until like 100 years ago or less, 50 years ago, to map the landmass of Antarctica. So yeah, things like some civilization had the ability to do this advanced mapping maybe 10,000 years ago. And not taking anything as read.
These maps actually, were they showing like maps from that were created a long time ago? Or
Piri Reis was the Turkish admiral that discovered them, I believe. So I guess this is just an example of things that, we're sort of raised to think that society's progressed in a very linear way. And it's nice just to shake things up and maybe something else happened, a few thousand years ago that we don't know about. And just as an example, like go out and read things that give you new ideas and make you question everything else.
Absolutely. Do you hear about these tropical plants that were found underneath, like frozen in the ice up north in the North Pole, and it's like tropical plants?
Right.
So there's like, with the changing of the planet and stuff like that, there's been different stuff. That started to come to mind when you said that about the map.
Yeah, I think one thing that I've been thinking a lot about lately is a lot of people have this misconception of what science is. Science isn't fact. It's this is what we think right now until proven otherwise. This is as far as we can tell at the moment until new evidence shows otherwise. That's all that science ever tells us. So when people are like, no, this is science, this is how it is. I was like, yeah, well, that's as far as we know right now. But then, 100 years ago, 100 years from now, we might be going, that was stupid. I can't believe we thought that in 2017. Can't believe we thought pants were a good idea.
See, the thing with this, though, is now, because Willem and I are also roommates, every time I ever think of anything ever, like...
Which is not often.
This milk is cold. Willem will pull the... But is it really cold? There's science just told you it's cold. It's like, okay, there's a certain point where, But Willem loves to try and expand my mind.
Well, the problem there is the milk has calcified her pineal gland, so she's not.
So, I mean, there was that movie, even like, I know I'm talking Hollywood, but well, like with The Matrix, they said, are you asleep? Are you awake?
Yeah.
Is it dark out? Is it light? Just because you think the milk is cold doesn't mean that the milk is actually in front of you. And I know we're going a little bit far with this, but
Yeah, so, just get read things and listen to things that shake you up a little bit.
It's funny that you should mention this because we were discussing Pangaea and how, which right. was the one continent before they split up, and how old is humanity? Is it 500,000 years old? That's only what fossils will detect and science will tell you. Is it possible there was humans around millions of years ago? Like, I mean, I don't want to go into the alien theory and everything. You know, did we get dropped off here? Did we get taken away? But civilizations have often gotten like destroyed and come back. So, I mean, I like to think that we're, you know, smart enough to at least consider these things anyway. Like,
yeah,
is the milk cold?
Well, another one is podcasts. If you want to, you know, there's so much out there that make so accessible, so you can, you know, learn while you're on the bus or whatever, you know, and just sort of check new things out. That's something that I just kind of finally got into. So, like, rather than sitting on the bus doing nothing, I'm kind of spending that every 20 minutes you're learning something and listening to new ideas.
This is all great stuff for, like, stimulating your mind and growing. Yeah. I've got one more, and I want to say one of my favorites is audiobooks. I love audiobooks. Because when you're on the bus, you're doing gardening or working or traveling on a bus, you may as well be like listening to one of those really difficult books that's really thick and hard to read and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I can see you wanting to comment.
No, I was just surprised that you missed Willem's comment. Well, Willem's favorite audiobook right now.
50 Shades of Grey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very scientific.
He listens to it really, really loudly at home, surround sound.
I've been learning it off by heart, so I can recite it.
Who's the one?
Who
is it that? Who's the voice? Who's been reading it to you?
Dan Ponich.
Oh my gosh! No wonder you're dreaming of Dan. Hey Dan, are you listening?
He gives that book two thumbs up your butt.
Ooh! Ouch! Okay, so let's play another song. Hey Facebook, I keep on forgetting that we're broadcasting here. Hey Facebook.
So many mediums happening at one time.
Yeah, I know. That's why we call it a multimedia variety show.
Oh, that makes sense.
We're playing music, we're talking fun and stimulating things, and we're laughing. So
stimulated.
I'm thinking about that book we were just talking about, and Dan Ponich and the whole thing.
Get wild
okay,
in here,
what
people.
Song? You're live now. You're
All right. My mom's probably in bed, so that's fine.
Hi, Mom.
All right. So, are we playing another one? Is that what's happening?
That's right.
All right.
What song do we want to play next?
So, this is another one from our EP. Make sure you all come out. It's going to be super cool. April 9th, Backstage Lounge. And if you missed that, April 29th. At Blue Light Studios, which we'll be filming, and that'll be super cool. But anyways, this is the song Sailors. It originally was called Sailors Ho. It's a strange song.
What did you just say?
The song originally was called Sailors Ho.
Hope or ho?
Ho. Like a ho bag.
Yo, ho.
Because the first line is all the sailors left me for a new ho.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I get it, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a Mondegreen.
Well, what you do with it? Sailor
exactly
lie
what it
in the
is.
Morning.
And then it references a really wicked song, one of my favorite songs, which is Two Door Cinema Club. They play a song called Do You Want It? Or it's like, Do You Want It All? It's a really wicked song, and so we reference that later on. This song is it's a cool little history of this song, but we're just going to play it for you guys, and you can
Sailors
take your
Ho,
own
H-O.
Take your own little thing. So this is Sailors. Oh, the sailors left me for a new hoe.
A new hoe.
I couldn't blame them. I found love in a trench coat.
Trench coat.
And oh, are we so lucky now? We're falling down. Are we so lucky now? We're falling out. Thank you.
daddy's friend said don't do it, said don't grow old.
Don't grow old.
But I couldn't help it, cause I wanted it all.
Right up to last call.
And oh, aren't we so lucky now? Falling, falling down. Aren't we so lucky now? Falling, falling down. I want to see you fall. I want to see you fall now. Hit the waves and make the call. Sing into those. Want it all now. Yeah. You look so peaceful, ignoring all the danger.
Danger.
The cold crisp air filled her lungs, bursting through her like daggers.
Can't save her.
And
oh, aren't we so lucky now? Falling, falling down. Aren't we so lucky now? Falling, falling down.
On the Medicine Show, and we're broadcasting live on Facebook. Oh, 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 it's the Elbow.
Thanks.
You guys get a lot. Oh, and so that's where the dog comes in. Did you get to, okay, were you able to get the dog howling in the van at all?
Oh, that sounded, the dog howling in the van? Oh, that dog, that van. Gotcha.
I was
sorry,
thinking
I also
that,
have a van,
live in
I
the
was
van.
Like, wait a minute, what weekend are we talking about?
Canine Adventures with El Wolf.
Canine Lives. Ooh.
Ooh.
The irony.
We're going to start our own TV show with that now, I think.
Canine yeah. Lives.
Cat of Nine Dogs.
Nope. This is just keeps twisting and twisting.
Yep.
You know, anything, the gates, stuff for sale, T-shirts, anything you want to sell,
everything
on the air.
Plug it, plug it. Super busy. Like, she just doesn't have a life, basically. She's just been ordering stuff and designing things, and she's been baking gluten-free cakes. She did make an excellent pad thai the other night. But in terms of merchandise for the band, however...
All right. Well,
how can people get more El Wolf? Tell them.
Okay, it's all coming. It's all very exciting. So we have our dear friend Cass, who plays in this incredible band called Little Crow. Him and his beautiful fiance. I believe they're coming into the show at some point.
Yes, they're scheduled, I do believe, for next week, aren't they?
Oh, tune in for that.
Bring up the calendar and let's take a look while we're talking.
All right. So Cass from Little Crow is a complete hero and redesigned our logo, made us this killer logo, super wicked. We sent that over to a friend of ours, a couple other friends, music friends, and they're hooking us up with some cool tees and buttons and stickers. And we get a couple hard copies of our EP. And those will all be on the website after the EP release show. But you should just come to the EP release and buy it from us.
So are you Googleable? Like, how do we? Yeah. How do people find you online?
LWolfmusic.com and everything. All of our like videos and everything. You check like Dinah Boss stuff's up on there too. If you want to see little collaborations we've done and yeah.
Right on, right on,
right on.
Yes. So let's hear another song before we have to kick out of the studio before this dude. This hot is dude. This hot dude, the big guy. Hey, that's Kelly the DJ. Right, he's coming up next with the late night show. Before we have to leave the studio for him, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to play?
All right, what do we want to play there, Willem?
Cocktail. Come on, I'll play with me.
Yeah, we've got a couple of new ones we're working on, but maybe we should just do a classic old school L. Wolf from all of last year.
And if you're wondering, Little Crow will be on next week.
Yeah, Little Crow.
Little Crows. Wait, I think that's using me here. So
yeah. Okay. Let's do it. Unless you want to do something else. I don't know. What do you guys want to hear out there? What's that? What? Stop yelling. One at a time.
Opposed to the other one. There's one where we swear a lot in it, but I don't know if that's loud.
Yeah, do the one you swear, because that's should really we play probably fuck like scandalous. Oh, okay.
It's a really happy-sounding song with a really mean meaning. It's great. It's like when you like want to be really pleasant, but you hate somebody. You know what I mean?
All the time.
All the time. All right, this song's called Too Kind. The original name is Fuck Off. Oh, you're right. Okay, here we go. You trade in your soul to get to my mind. Say the words and you could burn the divine. Peel my mask into my brittle bones. Crush them up, make a nest, and call it home. Oh no, fuck off, it's too kind. Take off the mask, let's see inside. You love the pain, the suffering, I can see it in those eyes. Is there any end, is there compromise? This fiery hell will leave me twisted, old and blind. Oh no, fuck off, it's too kind, too kind. Let the dark alleyway show me the way. Defended by shadows and thieves, I'll take what I can take. We'll build an army and make no mistake, I'll be coming back. Oh no, fuck off, it's too
thanks so much for having us.
All right. Oh no, it's our pleasure. It was really nice to have you. We're gonna sign off on Facebook. Say goodnight.
Night Facebook. Night Mark Zuckerberg.
I was the medicine show. Come back next week when we will have a little. Well,
say it. What do you have?
Little Crow.
Little Crow. Thank you very much. See ya. Bye. Bye Facebook. Okay.
Bye Facebook.
Yeah.
So go out and read. Go out and get educated.
Go out and read. I agree. It's a good thing. Stimulate your mind. Be mindful. Love each other.
Engage in active discussions.
Well, do our things. Do your things.
DJ Ray wants to get out of the studio because it's coming up with the late night show next. Every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting Healing Energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 from unceded territory on Musqueam land. Tune in next week when we will have...
Little Crow! Woo!
And, so...
And a lot more.
No, not what just praises? That. And, there's something called... Chameleon music. Okay, so
but you can't see it.
I know. So we want to let's give thanks. I'm Jason Lawrence. This is Ali Ghazani. We'd like to thank the maker. Thanks to our special guests, El Wolf, Etienne Siu, and of course Kellen is in the studio. Thanks for coming and supporting Kellen. It's not Kellen Sipe. Don't everybody get excited all at once and try. Oh, which one is Kellen? What? Keller Roman? Keller
Roman.
Kel Roman? Kel. Okay. Let us know your thoughts on Vancouver Medicine, themedicineshow.ca. We're going to leave you with... Oh, you know what? Let's leave them with...
Live with the Electrical Mountain.
Really? Yeah. Go ahead. Electric Mountain on The Medicine Show. And...
Happy Friday.
Yeah, go ahead. Happy Friday. See you next week.
Happy April. Any shout-outs? April Fools, isn't it? Can we do that?
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. April Fools.
April Fools, I'd like to do a shout out to everybody and everything. I love you. You know who you are. I love you all, babies. babies, live the love and love the lovingly, lovely love that loves to love.
What?
Love.
Love Colin Rutherford.
Colin Rutherford?
Colin, are you out there, Colin?
I'm calling you, Colin.
Colin, we love you.
We love you more than you know.
Colin. Colin. Oh,
we're going to go home and let's do an audiobook about it.
Fifty Shades of Colin.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It's time now. We got to get out for DJ Ray.
DJ. Thanks, Dad.